Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. If you go long enough without an oil change, it could eventually cost your car, because once oil motor becomes sludge and it's used, it no longer draws heat from the engine. And the engine might overheat and either blow a gasket or seize up. And you'll see this white exhaust of a blown head gasket that will force you directly to the side of the road. And you know, this fact about what happens when you don't change is real for businesses. And it's real for people that want to continue to move ahead with their life. So, you know, as humans, we're creatures of habit, and we tend to want to stick to routines and patterns and sometimes and often resist change. And this can be particularly evident in the professional setting, where a lot of companies and individuals continue to do the same thing day after day after day, even when those things are no longer effective. So if you want different results in your business, you got to be willing to embrace change and try new things. Because if you look at the car, if you don't change and don't adapt, then basically the car dies. And you know, this isn't like a new idea where you can't expect different results by doing the same thing. That's something Albert Einstein said, who called it insanity. So knowing that, you know, change is going to be something that's important, there's the fact that it's just not easy, right? It can be challenging to break out of old habits and try something new. And there's several strategies you can use to make the process smoother. Starting small. Right? You don't need to completely overhaul your business all at once. Start with small changes and gradually build up to large ones. Chunk it down. If you're trying to build a new habit, build it at a much smaller level and then add to it, right? Hey, I'm going to make 25 calls today and then get to 30 the next day and on and on. Taking calculated risks. While it's important to, obviously, you know, you want to be open to new ideas, it's also important to be strategic. And taking calculated risks rather than jumping blindly into untested waters. Because if you're not looking at the data and coming up with a plan, you're just guessing. So know what your plan is to change and then actually make the change, right? Whether you're changing a system, you're changing a behavior, it doesn't matter. You want to have a plan that is thought out and vetted. And then you got to be adaptable, right? Like, this is going to be inevitable to change, and being prepared to adapt to circumstances is going to be really critical, because what can go wrong will go wrong. And if you're not pivoting and adjusting, you're going to have to do it. And lastly, you want to keep an open mind. And not be afraid to listen to new ideas, to listen to feedback, to listen to what other people are saying, even if they challenge your existing beliefs or practices. Because if you're not open to feedback, you're not open-minded, then you're not going to change to get the results that you want, to get the intended outcomes that you're looking for. So, you know, all of this, you know, when you think about what goes on in the world today and what's going on in the real estate industry, if you want to achieve different results in your business, there's no question you must be willing to embrace change and try new things, because doing that same thing every day is going to lead to the same outcomes. And next thing you know, you're the car with sludge in the engine that's got a blown gasket on the side of the road and needs a major overhaul. So that's one outcome, if you just want to keep doing what you've been doing. But the flip side is, by stepping outside your comfort zone, taking calculated risks, and being open to new ideas, you can drive growth and innovation. Catch everyone soon at 5 a.m.